Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about hypocrisy. You know, I find it astounding that when I am around people who say that they are all for God and want people to feel blessed for the blood of Jesus, releasing their sins, and at the same time, I see these same people being very rude and nasty to people who have some very serious disabilities. I'm going to tell a little story about this today. Recently, I've been staying in this place with a few other women, and it's a Christian-based place, so it's all about Christ and his teachings and feeling blessed for everything that he's given us. Well, there was this woman who has become a part of this group, and she has severe arthritis. She can barely walk, even with a cane. You can see that there's no muscles on her whatsoever. It takes her 3 times as long to get dressed and bathed as anybody else. And yet, instead of being helped by the people in the group, she's being told that she has to do whatever by X time. Now, I understand that we're on a schedule and that things need to be done on a timely basis. But it also seems to me that if someone's having some disabilities, getting the things accomplished that need to be accomplished, in this case, getting dressed on a timely basis, that these very godly people, quote-unquote, would be there to help her instead of making her feel bad about the fact that she takes longer than average people who don't have her disabilities. I bring this up because, to my mind, and I'm not a Christian, okay? I'm a Jewish person. And I'm very happy with my faith, because it's about being the best you can be in this world and bringing that to other people. However, it seems to me that if one is going to be talking about living a good life, that includes being there for other people when they need your assistance, in a kind, loving, compassionate way. Which means asking the person if they need some extra help. And if so, how you can be of help. Doing it with a smile. Because that is what we're here to do, to help others in a way that works for them. We're not here to be up other people's butts, to make them feel bad about something they have absolutely no control over. This morning, my heart ached for this woman. I don't know how old she is. She looks like she's at least in her 70s, maybe her mid-80s. I don't know. Life has not been easy for her. This is obvious. And yet, it seems to me, she could be treated with so much more compassion. And that was done last night, actually, by one of the people who is a leader in the community, where they helped her to get undressed. They helped her to learn how to set the water so she wouldn't be too cold or too hot, as in getting burned. They helped her with all of that. And as a result, things were done more timely. And they were done in a compassionate, loving way. So those of you who are going to spout your religious faiths and how important it is to do this and that and everything else, the very first thing and the most important thing that you need to understand is this. Unless or until you are willing to help others who are obviously having a hard time, keep your religion out of it. I don't want to hear it. You live your faith based on your actions, based on your tonality, based on how you interact with other people. Being generous, being caring, and being empathetic. It's really simple. Because honestly, as far as I'm concerned, Christ's teachings were important. Judge not other people or you be judged. And treat everyone with compassion, without judgment. And that means, as well, being there to be of assistance for those who need it. As always, I thank you for being with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.